We began discussing Kiddush B'Makom Suda and the goal of minimizing any hefsik, both in space and in time, both in moving out of one location where one makes Kiddush to the time that one, to the place that one washes and says Hamotzi, to the, similarly, to minimizing the time gap between reciting Kiddush and eating the bread afterwards. So we talked about some exceptionally machmir opinions of 20 to, just 30 seconds or so, maybe even less, between Kiddush and Hamotzi. But it's clear that if you have 15 people around the table and you have to wait for everybody to wash, it's not just that, oh, we have to wait because we have to wait. There's a svara here that makes it okay to wait. And that is that a hefsik is only if something is an interruption that's not meoso inyan. So if you washing, and the washing is being done, of course, for Letzorech HaSe'uda, so your Kiddush, you want it to be B'makom Se'uda, right? But in order to have your Se'uda, you have to have everybody around the table, all the children and the grandchildren and the cousins and everybody who's there has to wash for the Se'uda. So whatever time you're waiting, even if it ends up being a few minutes, because there are a lot of people who have to wash and you have to split up to go to all the different sinks, and you're waiting for a few minutes, that's not considered a hefsik, because it's Letzorech HaSe'uda, because you can't, you want to have your Kiddush B'makom Se'uda, you can't have your Se'uda until everybody washed. So it ends up being not a, it's not even, there's nothing to speak of in terms of hefsik, because it is Letzorech HaSe'uda, and of course, you know that anything that's Letzorech Oso Inyan is not considered a hefsik in the first place. Let's speak about the following situation. Let's say a rabbi of a shul would want to, they have Kiddush in shul, Kiddush for everybody, and the rabbi knows that once people start eating, once they eat, they're going to leave. They're not going to stay for shir or Dvar Torah, whatever it is. So the rabbi has a good idea. He says he'll make Kiddush. Everybody will be Yotzei Kiddush. Then he'll give a shir. And after the shir, same location, same exact room. They'll do it, you know, shtiebel style on top of every table. They'll bring out the food. You don't have to go from room to room, not from house to house. Everything's going to be here in the same location. He'll make Kiddush. After he makes Kiddush, everybody will sit down and listen to his 20 minute drasha. That was like a plug. 25 minute drasha. And then after he finishes the drasha, everyone's going to stay because they want the chalent. They'll bring out the chalent and they'll put out the tablecloth and bring out the chalent. So says the Shulchan Aruch that would be a violation of the Kiddush B'makom Suda requirement. Even though geographically the location is the same location, but since the time frame is not met, it's not a Kiddush B'makom Suda, again, not spatially, but chronologically, it's not Kiddush B'makom Suda, Kiddush with the Suda right afterwards, that would also not be Yotze, you would not be Yotze Kiddush, and you'd actually have to recite anew, if it was Friday night, for example, you'd have to recite a whole new Kiddush with a whole new Baruch HaTadosh HaMekadosh HaShabbos. You wouldn't be Yotze with the first Kiddush, you have to say Kiddush again. It would not be considered Kiddush B'makom Suda. So obviously there are two answers. Either don't make Kiddush until after the speech, or put the food out and let them start eating before the shir. So those are the two options. It would not be the option of having Kiddush with a break. Now, the reason why I said the break was a shir is because, again, in order to be a hefsik, it's only something that was shalom me'oso inyan. Let's say, for example, the rabbi would make Kiddush. And after, well, it's right after Aleinu or Adon Olam or other shuls, you know, Shir Shal Yom, the rabbi would make Kiddush. The second he makes Kiddush, the waiters will start bringing out the tablecloths. And then they have to set up the cups and the cutlery and the paper napkins. And then they're going to put out the herring, and then they're going to put out the crackers. And it's going to take them 10-15 minutes to put everything out. That's not ideal, but that's not going to be problematic for the halacha of Kiddush B'makom Suda, because all these things are Letzorech HaSe'uda. So of course it's not going to be a hefsik. Ideally, you shouldn't do that, but sometimes that might be necessary if the only way everyone will be quiet and hear the rabbi's Kiddush, otherwise people just eat on their own without Kiddush. The only way to do it is when there's the most decorum before, you know, the davening is over. So that would be a possibility if necessary, but it wouldn't be ideal. But the shir, which is not meoso, it's not necessary, it's not Letzorech HaSe'uda, a shir or a drasha, that would definitely be a hefsik and would render the Kiddush invalid. And another Kiddush would have to be made, and this would be true Friday night, both on Friday night as well as Shabbos day. So again, if they have to wait anyway because it's being set up, so then you could argue that, forget that, you know, Dal Mehacha the drasha, you need the time to set up. But if the setup takes 3 minutes and the rabbi waxes eloquent for 30 minutes,
that would never happen.
So then that would be a problem. You see, time's up.